283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Wednesday already. Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. I tell you, this period between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it varies. Sometimes it's 4 weeks, sometimes it's 5 weeks, because Thanksgiving is a movable feast. This period goes by quicker than any other period in the year. It's like you blink your eyes after having Thanksgiving dinner, and it's Christmas Eve. It flies by. We have a good program for you today. We have many guests, and we love it that way. A little bit later on the program, we're going to be talking with Jim Cunningham, representing the Community Health Clinic of Butler County. They have a benefit concert coming up called, appropriately, Music for Medicine, benefiting the Community Health Clinic. And they got a lot of things. It's a nice program here. I was just looking at it earlier today. Jim will be here to give us details on that. That's coming up pretty soon, by the way. It's a week from Saturday. Also on the program today, we will be talking. You know, we get to this time of the year, we like to give you some ideas for stocking stuffers. And I came across a couple of books for pet lovers, or gifts for pet lovers, from Jeff Lazarus. And we're going to be calling him and talking to him on the telephone. You will know by the titles that they are humorous. The title of the cat book is Catechism. Catechism. And what's the dog book? Dogtology, I think. Yeah. Anyway, it's kind of fun. In fact, it's very funny. We'll be talking with him by telephone. He's not in Butler. But our first guests are. They're all here in the studio, representing in one way or another the Butler Downtown organization, including past president and spokesperson, Bob Dandoy. Bob, good to see you again today.
Good to see you, too, and always grateful that you give us this time. Thanks, Dave.
Well, we like to keep up to date on, the organization is happening. There's always stuff going on, and it's always been my opinion that everybody listening to us has a stake in downtown Butler, whether they live here, work here, or whatever. It's the center of everything in our community.
Absolutely. Well, it's been one of my... I don't know if it's entirely a joke that I've sat at many, many meetings and said to people, at these board meetings, what am I doing here? I'm an English teacher. What do I know about urban planning and marketing and things like this? And, my career was in education. And somebody, many times it was Shailen Kirchy or Caitlin Lang now, our Main Street manager, Becky Smith, would say, because you care. And I'd go, that's right, I do. All right. And I do care. I often say it's selfish why we do all these things, because we want a better community than what we have. And we think we have a pretty great one. And yes, there's been so much happening, and so much really that I think in the next several months you're going to see big things happening in our community behind the scenes that are happening behind the scenes now, and they're going to be revealed and opened up, and everybody's going to see what's going on with the town, and I think it's going to be exciting things to come in 2018.
Well, we're going to talk about some of them today. In just a couple of minutes, we'll meet the folks behind a new Butler magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a glossy magazine. It's called the Butler Bee. Some of our listeners may not have seen it yet or heard about it. It's pretty new. But we'll be talking in just a couple of minutes here with the folks behind the Butler Bee. That's Margie Bowser and Chris Zackerl. But first, we want to say hello to Patty Shore. Patty, how are you? Nice to have you here today.
Fine. Thank you for having me.
And you're the owner-operator of one of the new businesses downtown.
Yes, I am. My husband and I.
Mm-hmm.
Mystique Moon Antiques and Artisans. We were blessed to find another wonderful building on Main Street. We were in the Worsley's building for 6 months, and that came to an abrupt halt. We sat it out for a while, until this Allen's Toyland building fell into our lap, and we are just so blessed when people walk in the door that they have the memories of Allen's.
Mm-hmm.
And that we hope we live up to their memories. It's a store with over 40 different people in it, local artists, local vendors, antiques. industrial chic, upcycled home decor, soaps, pottery, felting, scarves, purses, photography, the list goes on and on. It's 40 little stores in one.
I want to talk a little bit about that concept. First, my engineer tells me, I need to have you pull your chair in just a touch more. You have such a wonderful, no, that's fine, you have such a wonderful voice, but it's very delicate, so we want to make sure that we get you free and clear.
My husband will not agree with that.
So it's Mystic Moon, and what's the rest of the?
Antiques and Artisans.
Antiques and Artisans. And are you open?
We are open. Mm-hmm. We opened on the 17th of November.
Mm-hmm. So open just for a couple of weeks.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You know, I'm chuckling, and I'm sure that Bob Dandoy is too, because folks who have either lived around here or been around here, in my case, I didn't grow up in Butler, but our family shopped here about every weekend, we still remember some places for what they used to be. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's kind of wonderful. There are still people that you say, you know, the old Troutman's building, for example.
Yeah.
Been a motorcycle warehouse for 15 or 20 years.
Absolutely.
And a big one, too, by the way. The old Troutman's building. Alan's Toyland was such a fixture. And I suppose the memories are vivid because whenever you were kids, that was like walking into heaven, man, when you went in there.
I just saw a thing on Facebook recently that, you know, how many times do you give directions based on where things used to be, all right? And I just did it the other day. I said, I was trying to tell someone how to get to Reclamation Brewing, and I said, you know, it's across from the old Troutman's building, Jaffe's, you know, where Unicorn used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what you have to do, you know. It's pretty amazing. But
have you is the layout of the store, the footprint, is it still about the same, Patty?
No, it's completely changed. The whole building is now opened.
Ah, yes.
We had a lot of people come in the doors and walk on the floors, and they were just like, you could see the memories flooding back, and they would point to a certain part of the store and say, there used to be the cars there, and there used to be the dolls there, and it's just, it's pretty awesome to see them come in and relive those memories.
So how are you set up physically, because you have 40-some artisans and vendors and antique dealers in there? Are there little booths? Are there cubicles? Tables? How's it set up?
Everybody has their own section, and they set it up any way they want.
Okay.
So it's a reflection on each person in the store. It's beautiful. The antiques mostly are all in the back. The jewelry and the smaller items and the photographers are in the front. It's a great layout. The building is super long. It's about 160 feet long. And when people come in and they look to the back, they think it's a reflection of a mirror. So it's, like I said, it's been really cool to see people's reactions coming in the door.
That's one of my memories of childhood. So you're not surprising me. I knew how long that building was.
Sure.
That's where the board games were.
Yeah, well, on the way in the back.
Just,
yeah,
felt like you were walking all the way to Renfrew.
Past the models on the left. And you.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's wonderful. I'm a great believer in saving buildings and repurposing buildings. I hate to see things being torn down. Now, of course, it was a tragedy with we lost the Worsley's building due to a fire. And there may be some people who don't realize there were other businesses in there. There were some smaller businesses in there like yours. And boy, it's great to have you back in business.
Thank you.
Yeah. I would say, too, that one of the things about Mystic Moon and Patty is when they were in the Worsley building, we were all very excited because we almost knew immediately that they were going to be good citizens of Main Street, okay, to be very involved in some of the things we were doing. I think you were there for last year's Shop Small, and we said, you know, can you donate this? Can you help us out with this? Can you be a selfie place? I mean, they were taking selfies in the store, and they were just such a part of it, so that when the fire happened, of course, your heart's breaking for, in every way, the history, as you mentioned, that's going down with the Worsley building and what was there. But certainly we just felt, oh, we lost, you know, somebody really great. And I remember asking them, what do you think? And they said, oh, we need a while to process this. And I said, yeah, and it took a while. But then all of a sudden somebody said, you know, somebody's going in Allen's. And we didn't know at first. And then we found out, and I was so, so pleased and happy. It was really great.
Well, something else new. Some of our listeners may have seen the new magazine. Some may not have. Let's say hello to Chris Zackrell and Margie Bowser. Hi, folks. Nice to have you here today.
Hi, Dave.
I'm holding in my hand a copy of the magazine called The Butler Bee. It must be one of the first issues, Chris.
It's number two. Yeah. It's a free monthly.
I need you to lean into that mic a little bit for me.
Sure.
There you go.
No,
that's all right. It's a monthly magazine?
Yes, sir.
What's it cost?
It is free. It's a free monthly.
Never beat that. Is it in various locations? Where do you find it?
Yes, sir. You can find them really up and down Main Street in Butler, as many places that will take them. We've had good success. Nobody's told us to get lost yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Saxonburg. We want to stretch out as much as we can, but it's currently out as far as Saxonburg, Concordia. It's going out towards Evans City. It's going out Route 422 East and West. Again, it's at car dealerships, grocery stores, as many places as you can find a free type of paper, you'll find the Butler Bee.
I know they're available in the Chamber of Commerce office, too, and I believe the Symphony now has them in the Symphony office.
If you could just push that mic over a little bit there, that'll make it easier for me to talk to. Just push the whole thing. There you go. Perfect. Hi, Margie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I understand that you're the big writer in this whole operation.
I do a predominant
amount
of
the
writing.
Huh?
Yeah. Chris does most of the talking.
I know a little bit about print journalism, certainly not a great deal. What impresses me is that this is a brand new operation and it's a glossy, because so many times when you see somebody trying to start something like this, it's a newsprint type thing because it's far less expensive.
Yeah.
But a little touch of class, right? Is that why you did that? It went glossy?
That was the goal. Chris wanted something high quality. He came up with the idea, and just something to shine a light on all the great people and places in Butler and make it a high quality publication and something that Butler hasn't seen. So we started in May, coming up with everything, and put out our first issue in October. So
this is the November issue that I have.
Correct.
The December issue will be out shortly, I imagine.
Yeah, it focuses on Saxonburg. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, it's called the Butler Bee, but that's like the Butler area, right?
Correct.
Chris?
Yeah. Yes, it's primarily, we want to be unabashed cheerleaders for Butler, Pennsylvania. And we have so much going on in this town, but it really does stretch around to our little sister cities around us, Saxonburg, Evans City. But we are the focal point. I mean, we're the county seat, and so this is the hub, and we want to lift all ships.
One of the things that Chris mentioned to me, I think is worth mentioning, when he first talked to me about the bee, we were down at the farm market, and we started talking about it, was that these kinds of magazines, these glossies, exist down in the Cranberry area, in the southern part of the county, in the northern part of Allegheny County.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty common. You go in any place, you see big racks of these things. But we didn't have one that was just, as you said, you know, focusing on the county seat, and the center of it all is Butler, PA, and that was sort of like their impetus to go ahead with this. And I think it's a great idea.
That's true. We have lots of papers. They all creep into Butler, but they're focused on different areas. But they stretch into Butler, and they do a great job. They serve their purpose, but there was nothing focused just on Butler itself.
Mm-hmm. I'm holding the November issue. By the way, 16 pages, folks. Glossy mag. That's pretty good, especially early on. What are people going to find in here, Chris? Are there, obviously, they're going to be feature articles, but are there regular features as well that are in every month?
We're trying to find life hacks for every month, just different things to help you throughout life. I think in December coming up, there'll be things that to get your wardrobe ready for the holidays, things like that, ironing hacks. Margie, you can help with that. There's always going to be life hacks. There are always going to be puzzles. There are always going to be recipes. And from there, we also want to do personality profiles, just more specific things for each issue, just depending on what the actual focus of each issue is.
Life hacks, are you saying?
Life hacks.
And for those of us who are a little bit older, I speak for some of our listeners, is that a new term?
It's somewhat new. I'd say they're clever ideas.
Okay.
I'd say clever ideas, things you can do usually with just household items. I think one for December. And I found this myself, David. We actually worked I was ironing a shirt, and it was too hot, and I burned the collar. And I thought, it's a nice shirt. I'm not sure what to do. It's not going to come out in the wash. And what I found out worked was really fine sandpaper and just real light on that collar. I was able to sand off the burn, and it saved my shirt. It's a hack.
Never heard of that.
There you go, Dave. True story.
It's a new word for me used in that context.
Life hack.
I don't know. Maybe I got to get out more.
You
got to
get out more.
I'm just getting onto the hashtag thing. So yeah. I'm a couple of years behind the time.
The only hack you know is out on the golf course hacking away at something, right?
Somebody with a bad cough, you know. I'm not sure. This was your concept, Chris? You came up with this idea?
Yes, sir. Yes. Again, I've been a fan of some of the local papers, and the news sheet's great. People love the news sheet. You know, people love reading about this area. This makes things even more personal, I think. It's not a news type of magazine. It's not political. Again, we want to be unabashed cheerleaders. We want to see Butler lifted up, to tell you the truth, because we grew up in this area. We've seen ups and downs for years. We're all from this area, basically. And, you know, people, I don't know, I think it's been kind of a trend to think of the bad things and not so much about the good things. And what we're seeing now is more and more good. We're seeing more and more options. We see Main Street growing and not shrinking, which is very, very exciting. Mm-hmm. And some people say there is competition now, but competition actually equals options. And so if there are three breweries within, driving range, that's a good thing. Those are options, and that's something we didn't have in the past. And so more restaurants, more breweries, more places to shop, like Patty's Shop, these are definite pluses. I think the biggest thing that we've talked about for years, talk to people like Bob, I've heard the phrase for years, and it's something we have to focus on, is how do we make Butler a destination town? And so there are several places that are destinations within Butler, but let's make Butler itself a destination, not just the one place. And so that's why we went the magazine, to get outside of Butler, so we can preach to the choir here, and it's really exciting. It is. It's good, and people like the magazine, and we're very happy about that because we want people to like it. But it has to go outside of Butler so people know what to do when they get here. So
it's a good philosophy. Jack Cohen, who heads up the Tourism and Convention Bureau, thinks that way and shared that with me. He's been very successful. I mean,
absolutely.
Hard to believe some of the stuff he's brought to Butler.
Yeah, and some of the things that tourism is now, we're working with Butler downtown. Again, those are some of the big things that I think are going to happen in the months to come, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. But I would also say that one of the things publications like this do, your radio show does, the news sheet, the newspapers, whatever it is does, you know, it's always I don't know how long have we been doing this, Dave. This is the 40th time I probably said this on the air. I'm always amazed at the number of people who talk about the town they live in and say, well, I didn't know we had that. Mm. And it's right there. It's always been right there. You know, I haven't been in downtown in ages. Well, then you haven't been to Mystic Moon, have you? Well, you need to go to Mystic Moon and all the other shops and all about Reclaimed and the restaurants and the breweries and, you know, everything that's down there. There's some wonderful things. And people come back when we do things like the bunny trail or the Halloween hunt with the kids. And they come back to the headquarters and they say, I hadn't been in Cummings Coffee, Miller's Meats, Miller's Shoes in ages. I forgot what great stores they are. And what about, you know, this new store that we have down there, this new place to eat? We didn't know that was there. So things like this is just one more way of us getting the word out. We're doing okay, you know?
It's funny, I agree with you. I talked with, was it the opening show of the Butler Little Theater's new season, which was Neil Simon's Biloxi Blues. And a couple was coming out one evening and said, we've never been here before. This is fantastic. And I thanked them and said, but then you think to yourself, my goodness, this theater's been here since 1941.
I know.
Never shut down. It's been open constantly. And, God bless them. It was the first time. They had the time of their lives. Yeah. They were still laughing when they were walking out the door.
I just talked to some people on Saturday when we had our Small Business Saturday, and our headquarters is in the symphony office. And I talked to a couple that came in and said, you know, we went to our first symphony concert this year. Now, the Butler County Symphony Orchestra, number one, is a class organization. I mean, it's an excellent symphony orchestra, and been here for I don't know how many years, but it's it's a long time, right?
60 and, some, yeah.
Yeah, and they had never been to a symphony performance before, and it's amazing, you know.
Well, that's one of the things we try to help out with on this program. In fact, Matthew Kramer, Maestro Matthew Kramer, was with us earlier this week. Talking about the upcoming holiday concert at the Symphony, which is this weekend.
So we say have dinner in Butler downtown and then go see the holiday concert. See there.
There's a good feature idea for you, by the way, Chris.
That's a great idea.
Butler Little Theater.
Yes, sir.
A feature story in the January or February edition of Butler B. Yeah. Who came up with the name?
I did. I don't know why. I like the name. It's kind of old-timey. It reminds me of the Sacramento Bee. There's several B. It's kind of a classic paper name, maybe not so much a magazine, but I just like the alliteration. Butler Bee works.
You know, this radio station, a long, long time ago, actually published a monthly magazine about Butler. I don't think it lasted very long. It was nowhere near... I'm not trying to blow our own horn. It wasn't very good. I've seen a couple of the old issues. This is from early 50s, so, you know, it's like 60 years ago. Number one, it was not a glossy. And number two, it wasn't free. I think it was 35 cents or something like that, which would have been a small fortune back in those days. Yeah. So obviously you have to plan ahead in terms of your feature articles. You said coming up... is it December that features a story on Saxonburg?
Yes.
So, Margie, you have to go there, and you have to get down there and talk to people and dig a little bit about the...
Yeah, we went down and just talked to a few businesses and just what makes Saxonburg unique and make, you know, find the points that make it a destination as well. And they seem to have kind of a resurgence in their downtown area as
well. I just saw a story. It was in the, I'm pretty sure it was in the Sunday's Post Gazette. It was a syndicated wire story about how so many people, younger generation people now, millennials and Generation Xers, are moving away from... crowded areas. They want more of a small town atmosphere. It's not a memory thing because they never had it. You know, their parents did and their grandparents did. They never had it. There's somewhat of a magic about smaller towns and cities, I think.
Yeah, just a chance to slow down a little bit.
Yeah. So I like it. I like the cover picture, by the way, too.
Thanks.
Which is a close-up shot of one of those open signs that flashes, whether a store is open or not. It's nice. So I ask about the name Butler B. Patty, I have to ask about the name Mystic Moon. number one, who came up with that?
Myself and my friend Leona. She was involved with me in the first Mystic Moon store.
Is there special significance in your life, or you've always liked to bark at the moon, or
We both are moon lovers. The moon is always the light in the darkness. No matter how dark it is, you always have the moon. And we kicked around a couple different names, and we decided to go with that name. And we kept it into the second store, and Mystic Moon Rises Again. So that's about it.
It's been mystifying and mesmerizing for people down through the millennia. Even before they knew what it was, they could see it up there and figure out that it went through these various cycles and so on and so forth.
Father Nick from St. Andrews blessed the building on Monday, and he did a little bit of homework when he did our blessing. It was wonderful. And he said, Mary has been known as the moon, and Jesus is known as the sun. Well... by the end of his blessing, we were in tears. But that was a great way to look at it also. So it had special meaning for us.
It's always been fascinating. I'm fascinated by it. For those of us who are baby boomers, we grew up as man was going to the moon for the first time, and who knows, maybe for the last time. Been a long time since we had anybody up there.
Well, I was telling you before we went on the air about I was just at a convention where I heard an astronaut speak. He was one of the astronauts that was up in the International Space Station. He seems to indicate otherwise. that he said that he really feels that it won't be next year, but we'll be back. I said, great. Can I sign up?
I love the name. It conjures up these beautiful visual images of the moon, whether it's a full moon or half moon like it is right now, or quarter moon in the night.
And the energies that the moon exudes during certain phases and the healing properties. There's a lot involved.
The other properties. Talk to nurses who work in an emergency room.
Or bartenders.
Or teachers.
People change during a full moon. Well, you know, the Latin word for moon is luna, from which we get our wonderful word lunatic. True. Yeah. So even the Romans were mystified. In all seriousness, I love the name.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. Are you open every day?
We're open. We're closed Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Our hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 11 to 4, Friday, 11 to 6, and Sunday, 11 to 3.
And do some of the artisans and vendors have their own days? I mean, might they be there some days and not others, or how does that work?
Not all of them work. We were blessed to have Judy Whitaker and Joe Hanford, who were managers at Rustic Junk Interiors in Center Avenue, mm-hmm. leave that store and start their own store called Gracious Gatherings within our store. So they're there quite a bit. Some of the artisans do hang out. We have Marvin, who does steampunk jewelry. He's known as the Gypsy and the Jew. And he will actually sit and weave his rings out of copper, sterling, and stainless right there so people can watch him.
Steampunk jewelry?
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning all sorts of new terms today.
That's a new one.
I feel like I ought to write a couple of pages in the dictionary. I got to come see your store.
Yeah, you do.
I really do.
It's impressive.
You do.
I'm very intrigued. Yes. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thank
best
you.
Best of luck. And certainly best of luck, Chris and Margie, with the Butler Bee. If you haven't seen it yet, folks, look around. You're going to see it in a lot of places, and probably you'll be adding more distribution points.
Yes, sir.
They're still new. Their first issue was in October.
Yeah.
Apart from our guests here, which is exciting, we have another new business, reopening at least, on Main Street, Mystic Moon. We've had quite a few new businesses, Bob Dandoy, open up in the past year downtown.
Yeah, we just did something. You know, we had our annual celebration where we recognized volunteers and business of the year. And we just had that a few weeks ago. And one of the things we added to the program was recognition of all the businesses that have opened on Main since last the annual celebration. And it's really pretty neat because it's a good list. We have a place called Butler's Great Escape, which is a great fun entertainment venue where you go in and you're asked to solve a mystery, and that's how you get out of the place, is you follow all the clues. And so it's an entertainment venue. New Dimension Comics talk about things from our childhood, and I went in the other day, and it was really—it's really cool. It's now in town. Smith's,
well, they must be brand new.
They're pretty new too.
I saw them for the first time like a week or so ago, and
right.
I was driving through the downtown.
And then Yoga on Main, which that's another great business that last summer was doing yoga in Diamond Park, and it was. Everyone who did that absolutely loved it. It was this really very urban kind of feel to it. There you were in Diamond Park very early on a Saturday morning doing yoga. Connect Work Over Maine, which is sort of a almost like what you've got with Mystique Moon, but it's for businesses, workspace that they can use for meeting space, things like this. We did recently, Butler Downtown sponsored the mayoral and council debates, and the The second one we sponsored was broadcast from that venue. Over Again, which is another consignment store. The Alliance for Nonprofit Resources, who has a great Christmas window display. You got to see that right now. And then another store that moved from around the corner back up onto Main is Benjamin Beetle. And so now they're part of Main Street down there by the Chop Shop. And so we've got all these, you know, neat businesses. People are coming in, and there's a reason for that. You know, why are you picking Butler? And I think they're finding that this is a good place to do business, and we're happy to have everybody on board and as part of our downtown community.
And repurposing buildings. Who would have believed that what was a bank for many, many years would be retail space now?
Yeah.
Right on the corner there. It was the old Pittsburgh National Bank.
Right. It's now a working man store and yoga place. One of the thing was last year, we do the Shop Small Scavenger Hunt on Small Business Saturday, and you have to go downtown and you answer questions about things. And one of the questions was, what business occupied the space formerly occupied by the Chop Shop? Mm-hmm. And the clue was, is if you walk in the door and you look down, you'll find it, because they still retained this entryway that says the J Shop, right? Which was what it was in those days. But what was amazing is I was talking to Bill the other, you know, a couple of months ago, I guess it was now, but I said, how long has the Chop Shop been there now? And I'm thinking, a couple of years now. Seven years ago, right around this time, they closed on the building. Exactly, the restaurant's been open about six. It amazes me, you know, that it's been that long and that time is flying. So people are not only coming and doing these things, they're sticking around and being successful, and that's good.
You mentioned the window display at the Alliance for Community Resources. We used to see that in the big department store windows in downtown Butler. Downtown Pittsburgh. Not only do we not have the displays anymore, we don't have those stores anymore.
No, really.
They're all gone. But windows are being decorated in downtown Butler.
Yeah, well, actually, what had happened was a lot of the businesses, of course, do decorate in downtown Butler. But we asked them, said, hey, how about upping your game a little bit, you know? So we have a lot of businesses that are decorated, but some that are standouts that have entered their windows into a competition. We have a Deck the Downtown Halls Award that we've given the last couple of years. The first year was Smith's Florist. Last year, the YMCA won it. Just huge display all over the front of the building. This year, I tell people, come on downtown. Don Paul Jewelers, the Art Center, Miller's Shoes, Mark I.M., the T-shirt place, Miller's Meats, Robert Stevens Jewelers, Mystique Moon, the Alliance for Nonprofit Resources, Second Time Around, and DeWalt's all have really lovely, special windows. And one of the cool things we've done is we asked about five or six, I can't remember now, families to be our judges. Okay, so they are walking the streets of Main Street. If you see these people poking in windows with a bunch of little kids and mom and dad, or not teenagers too, these are families that we've asked that you get to vote on these things. So they're finding it very enjoyable, and I would encourage all families, come on downtown and check out the store windows, just like you and I, Dave, did when we were little kids. It's, it's pretty
little
special.
Kids. Yeah. I did that when I was in
absolutely
college. We had had, you get the merchants to donate one of their plate glass windows, and we'd paint it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, sure.
Homecoming and so on. What a mess that was. I've been sitting here intrigued. I want to make sure I have the right spelling, Patty Shore. Is it
Mystique?
Mystique Moon? I think I had it spelled wrong. And then, of course, I've imprinted it in my brain incorrectly, so let me correct that right now. I'm reminded of your concept of these kind of Galleria-type stores that you see in some European cities. Paris has a lot of these, where it's a large store, but there's a lot of little stores inside, and there's just all kind of stuff. I mean, it's just, you're kind of like exploring when you're in there. That's what I'm seeing. I haven't been in your store yet, so I have to check it out.
Wait till you see. There are so many talented local artists in this area.
Now, they have paintings, photographs? What do they
have? Photographs, paintings, pottery, Deborah paints guitars, does paper mache heads mm-hmm. for children's bedrooms.
So all sorts of media.
Oh, my goodness.
Fabric art, all that stuff.
And the way they set their spaces up, everyone is different, and it's a reflection of them. It's pretty amazing to see what they have. Everybody has come together to set their space up. It's wait till you see it. You better get in to see it.
I'll be looking for you. I will be. And once again, you're closed a couple of days.
Monday and Tuesday.
But you're open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
And Sunday.
And Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's good. Good. That's kind of a change in the business model, too, because a lot of folks now do shop on Sundays. A lot of folks who work during the week.
Well, that's one of the things that I learned doing this work with Butler Downtown, is the business model that has been set for most businesses was one that came from the 50s and early 60s when women were the people who did the shopping. And they wanted to do it during the day. Kids were in school. Dad was at work, so mm-hmm. this gave him an opportunity to go downtown early in the morning and then shop, and they needed to be done shopping by the time the kids came home and get dinner on the table, that kind of thing. Well, that's been exploded. Yeah. That model and that society is gone, and so now everyone is wanting to say, I want to be able to stop when I can get a chance to shop. Miller's Meats has experimented with some hours where they're staying open until 7 o'clock some evenings because, and I'm one of these people, driving downtown on my way through town or whatever it may be, I want to pick up some meat, I want to get a couple steaks, I want to get some hamburger, I want to get whatever it is, some chicken, stop in the store, whereas previously, maybe sometimes, too late, didn't get there in time.
In the olden generation or two ago, everybody closed at 5 o'clock.
Right. And now we're hoping that people again do that idea of come on downtown, grab a bite to eat, and then you go up to Mystique Moon, you can go to Over Again, you can go to All About Reclaimed, you can check out a couple of places and end your evening with a cold refreshing brew at the Brew Works or Reclamation. It makes a nice evening going into the downtown area.
Mm-hmm. And it's all decked out for the holidays right now.
It certainly is.
I've felt ever since the current design of the holiday lights, the Christmas lights, and that's been a while now, very classy.
Always loved it.
I'm not knocking some of the older stuff, but sometimes still have decorations from the 40s and 50s.
No, really.
But these are very kind of elegant. And the best place to look at them, I think, is while you're coming down North Michigan Hill.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. Not when you're driving. Get somebody else to drive so that you can stare and... Yeah. It's really pretty. It's kind of like coming into an airport.
Yeah, and it's really, it takes a great effort to get those things operational. Denny Glasgow heads a team. Denny was on the show with me one time. Mm-hmm. And they work very hard to get everything lit. And then working this whole crew of guys that comes and they get them all up. And with help from Armstrong with the bucket trucks to get them up there. And it's a great job. Yeah, I agree. Very classy decorations.
Speaking of Christmas and holiday decorations, Diamond Park is aglow this year, Bob Dandler.
Yeah, we're pretty happy about this. This started a few years ago. There was a small light-up night with a small tree. I say small, maybe an 8-foot tree or something that was placed there, and it was a fundraiser for the Cancer Society. And this really prompted some people in the community to say, well, can't we make this bigger? Can't we make this nicer? And so last year we put up a larger tree and a couple of small ones, and we said, okay, that established, I said, I can't remember the term Matt always says. He says, we've established a baseline, I think is what it is. And that was it. But this year we really were very proactive in going out, first of all, and saying, what do we want it to look like? And can we get the money to do some things? And some of the things we needed to do, first of all, is we wanted bigger trees. Last year, Joe Gray from Gray Engineering, he designed these bases that were built. So we had the bases there. We just had to get bigger trees, how to do some of the decorating. And then we went out and we purchased commercial-grade LED lights to put on the trees rather than the twinkle lights you get in, any store, which we all know are infuriating. We then went to businesses and we said, can you help us? And we had an amazing response. We had levels of sponsors, gold sponsors, Butler County Community College, Dylan McCandless, Coulter King Law Firm, the PM Rotary Club, Stantec, and Thompson Miller Funeral Home, silver sponsors down a level with the AM Rotary Club and the Geyser Center, and then some what we call red and green sponsors, Russ Hearn, Cummings Coffee, Seco Taylors, DeWalt's Health Foods, and Check Your Maid Investigations. And they all contributed money so that we get these bigger trees and these beautiful lights. And it turned out great. I mean, we are just so pleased at the comments that we're getting. Like the snowflakes on Main Street, keep it simple, all right? And that's really what we did. We put the trees up, simple white LED lights. I think it's very striking.
Well, I saw it for the first time a couple of nights ago, and it was just at dusk. And it was just, I mean, it was arresting. It was really, really nice.
It is, very much.
Very nice.
Another thing to take the kids downtown and show them the trees. And, you know, I don't know if you guys, that was a thing when I was little. My mom and dad would say, you want to go see lights tonight? And we would all pile in the car with some snacks and just drive around this town seeing everyone's lights on their houses, you know. And there were certain areas you knew, well, that's where the big lights were, you know. And I think that's true about downtown now. That could be a thing, you know.
I'm not laughing. Our family did that, too.
Sure. Yeah, that's what you did.
Hey, thanks all for being here. The Butler Bee is a free, new, glossy, monthly magazine that's published about Butler, not just the city, Butler and environs, the whole Butler area. Published by Chris Zackerl and Margie Bowser, both with us here today. Nice to have you, by the way. Yes?
Thank you.
And the Butler Bee, by the way, that's B-E-E.
Yes, sir.
The Butler Bee. And it's free. The bee is free. It's a free bee. A freebie.
There you go. Just the local buzz. See, there you go.
And all kind of local feature stories and stuff like that, puzzles, recipes. November, she had an update on the Penn Theater and lots of other stuff, too. And also best of luck to Mystique Moon, which has reopened. It was a business, one of the businesses in the small stores within the Worsley's building that, of course, was damaged by fire a couple of years ago. And now reopened, just reopened, Patty, a couple of weeks ago, right?
November 17th, yes. Yeah.
Well, that's good, in time for the holidays.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm thinking there could be some gift-giving ideas down there.
Maybe a few, right?
Yeah. Good luck to you as well.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for being with us today. And thank you, Bob Dandoy.
Always thank you, Dave. Appreciate the time.
More to come. We have some stocking stuffer ideas, and we'll have these over the next couple of weeks for you as we come across them. We're going to be chatting by telephone. He's not here in Butler. His name is Jeff Lazarus, and he's written a couple of... I really don't know quite how to describe them. They're books for pet owners or for pet lovers, and they're funny. And by the way, they're beautiful color pictures in these things, too. We'll talk to him. He'll be joining us on the telephone coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Thank you, folks, for being here today. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have to do a couple of messages here before we talk to Jeff. One of our sponsors on the program today is Going Postal Butler. It's the holiday season now. Going Postal is your neighborhood-friendly shipping store. And you're probably buying gifts, right? Not everyone lives around here. You got to ship those gifts. And you want a local, reliable shipping company that you can trust that will get that package to your loved ones in time. We suggest Going Postal in Butler. They're just off Newcastle Road, right in between the two restaurants there, Villa Grande and the King's, which is not far from the Butler High School entrance. Right there, Going Postal Butler. Very simple. They ship just about anything. Just take your package up, take your gift up. They pack it, they ship it. And if you want to get stocking stuffers, they've got stuff like lottery tickets and Christmas cards there as well. Going Postal Butler, just off Newcastle Road, your friendly neighborhood shipping store. We'll be right back. The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler. Going to be talking to pet lovers in particular, or maybe you have a pet lover on your holiday gift list, listeners. Nice to have you with us on this segment of It's Your Turn. My name is Dave Malarkey. Our guest is Jeff Lazarus. He is the author of two books, two hilarious books. One is called Catechism. It's a bow to the meow for cat lovers. And the other one is called Dogtology. About dogs. First of all, Jeff Lazarus, nice to meet you. It's terrific to have you with us for a few minutes here today.
Well, great. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it and love your show, too.
So tell us a little bit about these books. Where did the idea come from? I'm guessing that you're a pet owner yourself, Jeff.
Oh, I've always had dogs and a cat once in my life who ruled me, of course. And, just like millions of people, I'm so into my pets. I love them dearly. I'm the person that, thinks about the pet first. In fact, come around holiday season, I'm like, I don't care what you give me, but you better not show up empty-handed and have gifts for my dog and my cat. And look at the Internet and look what we do. We post pictures, we post memes and videos of dogs and cats daily. In fact, if we just count it to three right now, one, two, three, boom, that's probably several hundred more pictures of cats and dogs that have come onto the Internet. And that's outward expression that we're doing because we love them so much. So it's kind of like the belief in dog, the belief in cat. And these books, quite frankly, are the opportunity for us to laugh at ourselves and how far we've taken this.
Now, I could see someone who is a pet lover and a pet owner for a long time coming up with a couple of humorous ideas. I can't imagine where you got all the material. I'm just thumbing through. I have a review copy of your cat book, Catechism. And my goodness gracious, it's 160 pages of incredibly funny stuff about cats. Where'd you get all this information, for goodness sakes?
Oh, I turned on the TV. I talked to my friend. I went on the Internet. I looked at myself. Yeah, this book could have actually been a lot longer, but there's a lot to poke fun of. With ourselves, if you just take a chapter of Catechism, like, for example, chapter 3, let's go Book of Surrender, that really is about coming to terms with you living a life of a servant when you have a cat. And that is what it is, by the way. And if somebody says otherwise, they're in denial. Because you bring a cat in the home, that's it. You are now, the butler, the servant, whatever you want to call it. Because the cat is in charge.
Some of the other chapters, listeners, in this book are the Book of Whiskers, the Book of Purrs, the Book of the Mouse. What's that chapter all about, Jeff?
The Book of the Mouse, actually my mom's favorite chapter. So that's really about computers and the Internet. The cats have such a phenomenon. It's kind of a couple of things. Number one, cats are all over the Internet, right? And one thing I state that a few people have brought up is that there's more pictures and videos of cats than there is of porn on the Internet. And somebody asked me where I got that research, and then, of course, I had to have them sign a non-confidentiality agreement before I got hold of that. But cats run amok on our keyboards. It's like you're typing an email, and then all of a sudden, you have a string of about 25 J's, the letter J going across. And when you send out an email, somebody knows, uh-oh, a cat has hijacked the computer. And so there's a lot to be had, and there's a whole fascination about cats and computers, besides being in the computers on the Internet.
By the way, I'm not a cat owner presently, but I have had several people who do have pet cats tell me that. They just have this, it's almost like an inborn desire to crawl around, even at times lie on the keyboard or the computer, getting just generally in the way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah. And they're sending you a message. They're like, I don't know what you're doing there. Quit playing you know, Farmville or whatever game you're playing on there, it's all about me. This is my computer, so back off. You know, we're like, okay, sorry. So, you know, that's the submissive relationship we play when we have a cat in the home.
Now, you also have, in addition to the text and the various humorous, I still can't get over where you got all of this stuff, you have some wonderful pictures, full-color pictures of cats in action. Some of them are cute little kittens. Some of them are older cats or kittens in trouble. Did you take all these pictures, Jeff, or did you have somebody else working that angle for you?
Oh, I wish I could take all those pictures, but these are quite great pictures in the book. Terrific photography. So, no, we had various people working on it for us. So we knew what we wanted. We knew what text we wanted to accompany it with. I mean, you got pictures of the cat in the salon with the cucumbers over its eyes. You know, really funny. The chapter opener, the Book of Catitude, the chapter opener, that's one of my personal favorites. You know, with the cat looking into the mirror and seeing a lion and then giving that expression of roar. You know, it's just so much fun. And, you know, the thing you're pointing out, and I really appreciate that, Dave, is, you know, all the material in the book. It's just my creativity. It's the lens I see things through. And I'm a person who likes to find humor in everything. And I find humor in how we are around our pets. I mean, quite frankly, I'm like a lot of people. I could be in a different room, the TV's on, and I can hear a car commercial is on, but then my wife goes, there's a dog on. I drop everything, and I run in there. There's a dog. Everybody stop, freeze. There's a dog on the TV. Everybody watch. You know, it's hilarious. Same thing with a cat. You know, that's how we are. We love it. I mean, and you said you don't own a cat. And I mean, you never want to correct the host, but this will be the exception. A cat doesn't own you. I mean, let's just get that straight.
You also have a chapter on the Book of Litter. Well, you're not going to have a pet cat without talking about that a little bit, right?
Yeah, litter is so much fun. I mean, it means two things. I mean, literally, and there's so many plays on words. I mean, you know, the Book of Litter addressing not only the crazy cat lady, which by definition is anyone who has three or more cats, don't let anybody tell you otherwise, and, you know, the fact about litter and how it came to be. I give a little history of who invented litter, but where we are today with, you know, so many different fragrances and litter having its own aisle in a supermarket. Very funny observational chapter.
You also have a couple of, well, I've seen at least a couple of pictures, maybe there's more, of newborn kittens. And I have to be honest with you, Jeff, both of my sisters had pet cats when we were all kids, and I hadn't seen close-ups of newborn kittens for many, many, many years. And these photographs just capture it tremendously, including the ones, there's one in here with their eyes shut. remarkable. Cat lovers will love this book. It's called Catechism, C-A-T-A-K-I-S-M. Obviously a play on words from the very beginning with the title. Now, you have another book, and it's the one about dogs. Is this similar, Jeff Lazarus?
Oh, it really is. I mean, Dogtology, Live, Bark, Believe, is if you're in the dog camp. And it's funny, I have friends that tell me, since I wrote the book, they say, Jeff, did you know that dog spelled backwards is God? And I look at them almost like, no. Well, then, okay, you beat me out on that one, but I'm like, yeah, you might want to open up the cover of the book. It's addressed in the very first chapter of the Book of Bones, in a humorous way in a couple sentences. But that book is all about how we worship dogs. And, you know, worship, is it too strong of a word? Yeah. Well, wait, not really. Well, it might be. No, not really, because look at our behavior, you know, with dogs. I mean, we make them number one. And I mentioned in the Book of Bones, if somebody were to look down upon Earth, they may conclude that dogtology is one of the primary beliefs on Earth. Why? Look at all the bone shapes and paw prints we put everywhere, in the homes, the office, and stores, on TV, the internet. It dominates. We did that. Dogs didn't do it. Humans did it.
Yeah. You have a funny kind of a glossary of terms, actually, in the back of both of your books. Just to give our listeners an idea of what's in there. Let me turn to it. Oh, gosh, I just had it here in the Dogtology, and I lost it now. But you have some funny things about terminology. Can't believe that slipped past me here. Well, I'll find it in a minute. By the way, where are your books available? Are they in bookstores, or we get them online, or where?
Well, everywhere. You have a choice. So all booksellers, including Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, they're listed with Target, Walmart, and many other chains. Of course, Amazon, in this day and age, Amazon will not only deliver the book to you, heck, you can wake up in the morning and find it right under your pillow, right? So far they've taken it. In fact, here's the order. It goes like this. From bottom to top, the book, then your pillow, then your head, and then on top of your head is a puppy or a kitten. So that's the order.
Well, I finally found what I was looking for, your list of funny dog terms. For example, I'll just give you a couple of them here. The Canine Mensa Society, an elite association made up of the world's most intelligent dogs, of which all dogtologists privately believe their dog is president and founder. Very funny, that's true. Folks, I'll give you the definition. I'll give you the definition of this one first and see if you can guess the word. An online social network for dogs, where dogs can log in and make their virtual mark. And it's called ehydrants.com.
And that's coming soon, by the way. Ehydrants. We got plans for that one.
Ehydrants?
Oh, yeah. Ehydrants.com. It's coming soon. And by the way, the Canine Mensa Society, that one actually originated from me. I used to tell everybody that my dog was the president of the Canine Mensa Society. But the truth is, we all think our own dog is. Everybody wants to talk about how smart their dog is. So every dog should be in the Mensa Society. So it's funny.
Now, are you also a dog owner? You have dogs and cats, Jeff?
Well, here's the thing. I actually lost my dog, the one I'm here talking about, the past president of the Canine Mensa Society, at least the California chapter, and he's been gone for a bit. And, you know, I decided to write these books. And here's what's really fun. I'm going to actually have a new dog any day soon. And the reason I know that is I'm doing a lot of speaking appearances on radio and television, and I'm doing a lot of charity. So I've been seen already with rescue cats, rescue kittens, and dogs. And so I'm going to let fate play it out. And 2017 will not end without a four-legged in my home being in charge. The new CEO will be coming to town.
I haven't had a chance to completely go through your book on dogtology, but I'm guessing you have to have at least a couple of pictures in here. And, folks, I don't care whether you're a dog owner or not. You've seen somebody else's dog. The expressions on dogs' faces sometimes are expressive of so many human emotions. It's almost scary. You know, when you look at a dog's expression, and you can almost tell what they're thinking. I'm sure you touch on that at least, Jeff Lazarus.
Yeah, I do, especially in the book of barks, you know, communication with our dog. You know, they are very expressive, and they know what we're thinking. It's funny, you could just sit there and be thinking, you know, it might be time to take the dog for a walk. And all of a sudden you look, and the dog's standing right there with the tail wagging. It's like they're reading their mind. The Canine Mensa Society in action. You know, they do a lot of mind reading. And they know. They know our expressions. They know our moods. And it's amazing to have a companion like that. I mean, far more reliable than humans. But, you know, when we're honest with ourselves, that's why dogs are the number one and primary relationship in so many people's lives, even when they're married and have human children. And it's kind of sad, but it's true, because they're so reliable.
These books, folks, are fresh, they're funny, and full of beautiful and, in some cases, hilarious color pictures as well. Catechism and Dogtology, both by Jeff Lazarus. Jeff Lazarus. And did you say you had a website, Jeff? I'm sorry, I was reading something when you were talking there a few minutes ago.
Oh, sure. You're probably reading the Book of Hydrant. I understand. So, yes, you can find these books, you know, on the sites, of course. You can look at dogtology.com, catechism.com, or to read more about me as an author and what I do in the publishing world at jefflazarus.com. There are 3.com choices for you, but most importantly is this. This is the greatest gift for any dog or cat lover for the holiday season. It's just a home run. Everybody is just having a thrill and looking at it, and it makes me feel so good.
Absolutely.
Because in the end, it's raining cats and dogs.
Wonderful stocking stuffer ideas, and it'll be the talk of the holiday table, I guarantee you. Hey, Jeff, nice to meet you. Thanks for visiting with us today. Nice to talk to you.
Well, thanks, Dave. It was a lot of fun.
All right.
Take care.
Sure. So long now.
Spend this Saturday with the Butler County Symphony. The day kicks off at 10 a.m. with the 28th annual Holiday Tour of Homes. See and explore inside beautiful homes in the area festively decorated for the holidays. Tickets are available at the Symphony's office on Main Street, May's Music Shop, or Meridian Station. And then on Saturday evening, join the Symphony's biggest show of the year, their annual holiday concert. Show starts at 7:30. Tickets are available at the Butler Intermediate High School the night of the show or at butlercountysymphony.org.
It's that time of the year. Sniffles, coughing, chills, everything else that comes with cold and flu season. At Institute Hill Pharmacy, they want to get you feeling better as soon as possible. You'll have your prescription filled in minutes and be on your way to feeling better. Because who wants to be sick around the holidays? Stop by Institute Hill Pharmacy at 937 East Jefferson Street. Call 285-3693 or find them on Facebook. And don't forget, they have great 99-cent greeting cards, retailer gift cards, and seasonal gifts for the holidays. Institute Hill Pharmacy and Old Fashioned pharmacy just the way you remember.
Whether you're a backyard car fixer-upper or an auto repair shop, Milich Auto Wrecking is still the place to go for new and used auto and truck parts. They have been for over 40 years. And compared to factory prices, you'll save big bucks. Milich Auto Wrecking is neatly organized and will tell you immediately if they have the part or not. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5, it's Milich Auto Wrecking, Route 38, the Oneida Valley Road. Look for the big black and red sign. Stop by or call 287-1001. And yes, old Uncle Fred still goes to Milich.
Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way, getting there stops here. Just hop the bus, easy and economical. Just hop the bus. No car, no problem. The bus will get you there. Cause that's what we do. Hop the bus. Leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way.
Welcome back, listeners. Nice to have you with us. Nice to have a few laughs and a chat with Jeff Lazarus. They are our last guest who joined us by telephone. Our next guests are here in the studio with us, and we want to tell you about a great concert opportunity that's coming up in the near future. And not only is it some great music, it's a great fundraiser for the Community Health Clinic of Butler County. So let's meet our guests. First of all, Jim Cunningham is here. Jim, good to see you as always.
Good to see you again, Dave.
Mm-hmm. And Sue Schweitzer is here as well, whom I usually see at the Butler Little Theater. But it's nice to see you in this context.
Thank you.
Jim, you've long been involved in helping to raise funds for the operation of the Community Health Clinic. Got a big concert coming up here in a couple of weeks.
We do. It's our annual Music for Medicine concert that we do in early December every year. And we've changed it up a little bit this year. We're going to have a new guest performer working with us, Tom Panay.
Oh, I know Tom.
Tom's going to be there with his group. And also, we're continuing to have the Golden Tornado Jazz Group. Mm-hmm. Jeff Croner's big band is going to play because the kids are always a big hit there. So
now that's a week from Saturday. Do I have the right date?
That's
there?
Correct. December 9th. It's 7:30 p.m. at Suck Up Theater.
I'm still not ready for December quite yet.
I know
it's just around the corner, but I'm just not quite there yet mentally, if you know what I mean.
That's right. I hear you.
Are tickets available in advance? Do you suggest that, or will they be available at the Sucka box office?
Yeah, they're going to be available at the door. It's not assigned seating; it's just general seating. So, mm-hmm. And if somebody wants to call the clinic, they can have us set tickets aside. It's $20 for adults, $10 for students. Students of any kind, college students, elementary students. If you're a student, you can get in for $10.
Sue Schweitzer, are you on the board of the Community Health Clinic?
I am, yes.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, that's probably the case because I don't think you're a member of the Tornado Jazz Band.
I am not.
Have you heard these young people play?
I have heard them play a couple of times, and they are excellent.
Fantastic. Folks, if you can remember personally, I'm sure some of you can, the big band sound. I don't remember them personally, but I've seen a lot of video of that great era in our country. These young people eat that up. And they look just like them, right, Jim?
They
you're,
do.
You're familiar with this?
They have
the little, I don't know what they're called, bandstands or whatever,
yep.
You know, the music holders, you know, with the facade on them. Really classy, huh?
Yeah, when they get involved, actually, Jeff's whole trumpet section consists of, they're all my students.
Oh.
And these kids are unbelievable. And they're, it's really starting to come around, the whole big band era and the big band sound, mm-hmm. because once they hear it and get exposed to it, it's really cool for them.
Yeah, Jeff Groner is the, for the sake of our conversation today, he is the founder and the director of the Tornado Big Band quite a few years ago. He also is the director of bands at Butler Senior High School. This is an ensemble out of the Big Band.
This is, well, the Tornado Big Band is the 17-piece jazz ensemble.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't confused in my term.
And these are kids that are part of the big marching band, the concert band. So mm-hmm. these are kids that have an interest in playing big band jazz.
I've talked to Jeff about this. When he started this many, many years ago, he wasn't quite sure, you know, how it was going to fly or if it would fly. And it immediately became so popular that now there are rigorous auditions. You just don't walk up and say, I'd like to be in the Tornado Big Band.
Very competitive.
Very competitive to get a seat in that big band, yeah. And they have a training corps, I think, that the younger students are ready to move in. Yeah. Jim Cunningham, folks, I'm sure that most of you know Jim, many of you do. He is a very accomplished musician himself. I didn't know you gave lessons, though.
Oh, yeah. I've been teaching for a long time. I love it.
Mm-hmm. You teach trumpet exclusively or other brass?
Actually, I teach lower brass. I have a couple trombone students and a couple baritone students.
Did you ever play a brass instrument, Sue Swanson?
I did not. I played the flute.
I was in the high school marching band and orchestra. I was in the woodwind section. We had a great director and teacher, Father Arthur Holtz. And he, every year, would say, let's switch up for a few weeks. See if you want to try another instrument. You know, and obviously we're not doing any complicated stuff. And I can remember I tried the trumpet. I was below pathetic. I could barely make a sound out of that instrument, let alone master the keys and everything. It takes a really strong technique, a strong lip. You got to know what you're doing. You just don't pick up a trumpet and start playing it.
It has its challenges. It's a very athletic instrument mm-hmm. because part of us has to vibrate to make the sound.
Mm-hmm.
So when you played your clarinet, you stuck a reed on that thing and blew air across, and the reed
vibrated. The reed vibrated, yeah.
So mm-hmm. this is our reed. Our reed's connected to our face. So.
Pretty good. Do you have any idea what's on the program? They're going to be doing mainly big band stuff. I would assume this time of the year they probably got a Christmas arrangement or two in there.
Yeah, Jeff's group will be doing primarily big band jazz, Christmas carol arrangements. Tom's going to have, he'll have a bass player and a guitar player with mm-hmm. him, and I think he wants me to play a couple tunes with his group too, so I'm looking forward to that. Tom will be doing more pops-oriented stuff, and I'm sure he'll do some Christmas stuff. He's also having an art show there prior to the concert. He's going to have some of his paintings available for people to look at.
Tom Panay is a very well-known local artist. He's not actually a painter. He actually uses pastels right. to create his gorgeous abstract pieces, and he paints big. You know, he does a lot of huge pieces, very well known around here. But he's also an extremely accomplished musician.
Oh, yeah, a tremendous entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Tom actually did one of his pieces of art during the concert. So while we had the Trinity Jazz Orchestra playing last year, so Tom did a piece live to the music, and we auctioned it off at the end of the concert, and Tom and I stood there with our singer, Adam Brock, and started the bids at, I forget what it was, $400, and I looked out in the audience, and my wife had her hand up. And then I said, okay, we've got a starting bid of $400. Do I hear $450? She put her hand up again. So I had to give her the look. The piece was way too big for our townhouse wall. So afterwards, Tom said, I have some nice pieces you can look at. So I did, for Christmas, buy her a piece. But, yeah, this year he's going to be on stage singing and performing.
Oh, that's excellent.
Tom's got a huge following in Butler.
He does. Too, so. And he can, I know, I've seen him and heard him. He can do some stuff that moves pretty well. He's also a terrific acoustic player, you know. It's very nice. Some softer stuff.
I went on his Facebook page this morning to read a little bit more about his musical talents. I'm familiar with his art, but I wasn't that familiar with his music, not having lived in town all that long. And it looks like he's going to be playing some of his own arrangements.
Oh, yeah.
He and his group will be playing some of his own arrangements. And, of course, they'll be joining in with the big band for some of the more familiar Christmas songs. So it should be a nice, eclectic concert.
By the way, if you're not familiar, and I'm certainly no expert on big band music, I've come to learn a little bit more about it. I was introduced to it by a long time ago by a former colleague, the late Warren Eilenfeld. Did you know Warren?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I?
Yeah, very well.
He was a walking encyclopedia of big band music, and I mean, I'm not exaggerating. He could hear a piece and 10 seconds later tell you not only what it was, but who was playing. You know, who was on sax or whatever. He was amazing. But he generated an appreciation for me. And as I've, you know, dug through, it's pretty easy to find stuff now on the Internet. A lot of the big bands did Christmas albums. They had Christmas arrangements. Or they had big band arrangements of Christmas songs. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
Beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm. Miller Band and Dorsey Band, some of the others. Again, this concert is a week from Saturday. That's December 9th. This coming Saturday is December 2nd. It's at the Suck Up Theater. And I don't know, did we say the concert time?
Concert begins at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
But there are going to be some other activities. A Speckled Hen's going to be there with its homemade chocolate, assortments of chocolate. So if people are looking to buy some chocolate for Christmas, they can get that from the Speckled Hen. And that also helps support the clinic because they're going to share their profits with us. We'll do a 50-50 raffle. We have basket raffles. We have a couple prizes that we're going to auction off. This is one of the three fundraisers we do every year at the clinic. So people who appreciate and understand the need for the clinic to raise money, this is a good way for them to help. So by purchasing a ticket, you're helping support the clinic.
I'll talk a little bit about that in some more detail in just a moment or so. We'll take a quick break here for a message from some of the folks who make our program possible. And one of them is Kelly, Hearing Aid Service by Kelly. I've been telling you about Kelly for a while. If you or someone in your family or someone in your circle of friends is starting to have problems hearing clearly or accurately, maybe you ought to think about seeing her for a personalized one-on-one consultation. And by the way, that's what she does, one-on-one care. Your hearing aid will be actually measured to fit your ear. Kelly takes time, all the time that's needed, to make sure that everything is the way you want it, not only from a standpoint of improving your hearing, but also comfort. A lot of folks, you know, get a hearing aid and they don't wear it. Well, they don't wear them because they're not comfortable. They hurt. Kelly is interested in helping you, not interested in selling you the highest-priced hearing aid. Complimentary consultation will get you going. And people who have made the change or consulted with Kelly are so happy that they did. So why not? You have nothing to lose. Call the hearing aid lady. Hearing Aid Service by Kelly. Call her at 724-756-4322. 724-756-4327. Hi, this is Dave Malarkey. I'd like to talk to you for just a moment here about the good folks at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here at Butler. What a great job they do to help those who are less fortunate in many ways. They operate the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank, of course. They have their St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in the Greater Butler Mart and their Client Aid Program. And the Client Aid Program helps needy families or individuals, you know, maybe with help on a heating bill or a rent payment at the end of the month. Client Aid. And that's funded through the operation of the thrift store. So you can help by donating items that you no longer need or want to the thrift store. It's very easy to do. Drop-off bins are right inside the door. You can use the container outside. They're located in the Greater Butler Mart, just a few doors up from the Friedman store. So think about it. Next time you're cleaning the closet or the upstairs, instead of throwing that stuff away, why not donate it to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler? We stand tallest when we stoop to help others.
Do you have missing teeth or wear dentures? You may have heard of or are considering dental implants. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Todd of Butler Smiles Dental Care. There are many options available with dental implants, and making the right choice can be confusing. I have been placing dental implants since 2004, both full-size traditional implants and small diameter or mini dental implants. There are indications for both, but more and more we are using mini dental implants in a variety of innovative ways. They are easier to place, causing less discomfort, are less costly, and can frequently be used immediately after placement, allowing you to get back to eating the foods you like or smiling again right away. Traditional implants typically have a 4-month healing time before they can be used. I invite you to call our office at 282-7774 to schedule a free consultation to see if mini dental implants are the right solution for your dental problems, or visit us on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Welcome back, good friends. We're talking about the Community Health Clinic of Butler County's Music for Medicine Christmas Concert coming up a week from Saturday, December 9th at Suckup Theater. And yes, this is a benefit for the Community Health Clinic of Butler County. And Jim was mentioning before the break there, Sue Schweitzer, that it's one of three fundraisers that are very, very important to the continued operation of the clinic.
Absolutely. The clinic is funded completely by grants and by donations from individuals. We don't take insurance. We don't take any government support. So we count on these fundraisers to help keep the clinic alive. And Jim did a little study not long ago and figured out that it takes about $1,370.38
a day.
Every single day of the year, including Christmas, to keep the clinic alive. And we have to get that from private donations. So this is one of our fundraisers during the year. It's always a popular one. The venue at the Suckup Theater is wonderful. The acoustics are great. The seats are wonderful. It's always a very popular concert.
Mm-hmm. For folks not familiar with how the Community Health Clinic of Butler County operates, it's mostly donated services, right?
That's correct.
We have very few people actually on a paid staff.
Right. Yeah. I'm one of the volunteers there myself. I volunteer as a nurse, and we have approximately about 80 volunteers who support the clinic in one way or another, either in the clinical area or just as administrative support or front desk support.
That's right. This would include people who help out in the office with filing.
Absolutely.
Or whatever, reception desk, and also physicians and dentists, right?
Dentists, yes.
Mm-hmm. What about pharmaceuticals? You have people that volunteer there, too?
Well, we have a gentleman who manages our drug room, but he often is able to recruit students from Duquesne who come in and assist with organizing the drugs that we have and keeping us up to date on what's available and what we have in our rather limited pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, if you know what you're looking for, and keep your eyes open. You can sometimes get some pharmaceuticals from companies at a very reduced rate, or sometimes even gratis.
we have a team that specializes in that. They gather information from the patient and from the physician about what the patient needs and what their financial situation is. And this, if they meet the requirements, they can fill out some paperwork. We send it in. And there are a number of the drug companies that will then give us the drugs free of charge to give to our patients.
But it's a lot of work. It was a tremendous job logistically getting this community health clinic off the ground. It was a dream of Gene Purvis and some other people way back when.
2007.
We're coming up on our 10th anniversary.
I didn't realize that. Wow. But and then a lot of people thought, okay, you know, we've raised the money, we've got a space, we've got the examination tables, we've got all that we need. But there's operating expenses that continue extremely high. Hey, everybody knows how expensive health care is these days here in this country.
Yeah, the sustainability is the challenge of an organization like the clinic, just to keep it going. Our budget this year is around $475,000. And as Sue said, that has to all be raised in the form of individual gifts, special events. The special events we do generate about $100,000 a year, which is a pretty good chunk of the budget. Some major support from Butler Health System, UPMC, Concordia Lutheran Services has been very generous to us, but you can't stop. You need to keep constantly searching for new gifts and new donors, and it's very important to the community to have that clinic.
What are some of your other major fundraisers besides this event coming up a couple of Saturdays down the road?
We just finished 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, a special event we do called Signature Sensations with Chris Fenimore from QED Television. He's the chef, has a chef show. And a very successful event. This year we set a record money raised. We raised over $57,000 on that event.
Wow.
And that's already scheduled for next year, November 3rd. Put it in your calendar. That's become a good event for us.
And what a nice gesture by Chris Fenimore.
Oh, he loves
absolutely.
It. He loves it.
Because he's come off several years for this.
Yep, and he's booked for next year, and he said he'll continue to do it as long as his health allows him to do it.
And he doesn't keep his distance. He comes right down and circulates among the tables and talks with people. He's really a charming gentleman.
He is one of those guys that, and I don't cook, but I watch him every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's like watching your next-door neighbor, you know, when they're, you know, fixing their door or something. I like to watch the guy work. He's a great guy. So that went well. You have this concert. You have contributions and donations and grants from people throughout the year.
We also do in June, we started a new event where we give the Gene Purvis Community Cornerstone Award. And last year was the first year that we actually gave the award. The year before, we honored Gene at a dinner. And last year, Dr. John Reefer from Butler Health System was given the award. And that was a very successful event. And that will become an annual event. Challenge is to come up with a good recipient for that award every year. How do you top Gene Purvis and then Dr. Reefer? So that'll be coming up in June.
The Community Health Clinic of Butler County is, the actual address is Bonnie Drive, just off what a lot of people know as either Katanning Street or East Butler Road.
Yeah.
I think Katanning Street turns into East Butler Road as it heads toward East. It's just outside of Butler, good location there. Who are your patients? Sue Schweitzer, who is served by the Community Health Clinic of Butler County? These are people that would ordinarily fall through the cracks, right?
They are indeed. Usually they're uninsured. We are opening the doors now to veterans who have medical insurance but don't have dental coverage and inviting them in to make use of our dental services. But, yes, the vast majority of them are uninsured and wouldn't be able to receive health care otherwise, or would be going to the emergency room for their care, which, of course, is not the best approach to some of the chronic illnesses that we see at the clinic.
I think there's still some people who misunderstand who your patients are. There are many, many people, folks who are working people, sometimes a couple of jobs, sometimes three jobs.
Absolutely.
But they don't have health insurance. And not every job in the United States carries health insurance benefit these days. Many still do. If you still have it, you're lucky, because many do not. But these are not people who are on welfare. There's another program to take care of them, public assistance. It's not for kids who can be insured under the CHIP program, Children's Health Insurance Program,
right.
That stands for. So the very young, and of course, for people, the seniors, they're covered by Medicare. So there's no duplication of services here is what I'm getting at.
Correct.
Taking me a while to get there. I'm sorry. but it's the people who would otherwise fall through the cracks.
And the stories that you hear are just as wide and as varied as you can imagine. People who have had jobs, have been active members of a community, but because of a quirk of fate, perhaps an illness, they lose their job, they lose their health insurance, and they have nowhere to turn. They can't find another job because they have this illness, and they come to us, and we help them regain their health and get back into gainful employment.
Can people call the clinic to determine if they meet the eligibility requirements? What if they're not sure whether they're...
Absolutely. We invite everyone to call. We can walk them through the eligibility requirements. I wouldn't try to do that here.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, just please call and we'll help help you understand what the eligibility requirements are and do everything we can to assist you. One of the things that we offer in the course of working with our patients is help in finding insurance that they may be qualified for and are just not aware that they're qualified for it. So we have people who specialize in that. Our eligibility folks work with all of our patients to make sure that they're getting all the services that that they deserve and are available in the community.
We need to squeeze in one final break. We'll be back to recap the information about the Music for Medicine Christmas concert, and have just been made aware that there will be a special visitor at the concert as well a week from Saturday. I'm not quite sure how he's arriving. Is there a chimney on the Suck Up Theater?
I don't know.
I don't know about that. We'll talk about that when we come back as well. You're listening to It's Your Turn on WISO. I'll be right back.
Midday lottery numbers for you today. The pick two is 42-42. Pick three is 859-859. Pick four, 1604. Pick five, 84442. The wild ball for each of those is 8. The treasure hunt is 2, 4, 12, 23, and 27. Estimated jackpot for tomorrow's treasure hunt, $10,000.
Welcome back, folks. We're chatting with guests who are here from the Community Health Clinic of Butler County. They have a big concert coming up a week from Saturday. That's Saturday, December 9th. Their Music for Medicine Christmas concert. And Sue, you were the one that told me that a special visitor is anticipated.
We do anticipate that a special visitor should arrive before the concert and be available probably during the intermission of the concert also. And that, in case you're not aware, is a visit from Santa Claus.
Excellent.
I do believe that they don't have a chimney, but I have been told that there is a special entrance to the Suck Up Theater that he will enter by.
He could come down through the fly system up there behind the stage.
Certainly possible. I'm not privy to all those details.
But you know, he can fly. That's a pretty special sleigh that he's got there. Yes, Santa will be there too. Once again, Jim Cunningham, if you can go over the particulars of the concert for us. First of all, tickets are?
$20 for adults, $10 mm-hmm. for a student of any kind. Concert December 9th, 7:30, Suck Up Theater. Also, I want to mention that XTO Energy is the premier sponsor, and they pretty much underwrite this concert, so we appreciate that support from XTO.
And performers will be?
Tom Panay and his trio, and the Tornado Big Band under the direction of Jeff Croner.
7:30 is concert time. This will be a full evening.
Oh, yeah.
Of entertainment.
Yeah, a couple hour evening.
Yeah, yeah. So be prepared to have a lot of fun, enjoy the music, and special music of the holiday season as well. Music for Medicine Christmas Concert. Tickets will be available at the door.
At the door. They can call the clinic, and we can set them aside for them if they want. But I think we're going to have a lot of people there, so you might want to call.
And you're going to sit in with the
Tom? I'll probably play a few tunes with both groups. Yeah.
See, professional musicians are able to do this, Sue.
Yes.
If I was going to sit in with somebody a week and a half from now, I'd be a nervous wreck. You know.
Well, I could sit in.
What am I going to do? Let me practice this or whatever.
I'd have to turn the pages of the music for them. That would be the limit of my skill at this point.
Jim says, oh, yeah, they'll probably hand me a chart. I'll sit in. Amazing. Well, a great night of music and for a great cause, too, the Community Health Clinic of Butler County. And I didn't realize, 10 years next year.